Okay, let's call the Library Joint Powers Authority Board Finance Subcommittee of Monday, October 25th, 2010, to order. Can we just note the roll? Everybody but Mike. And we have an agenda.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And we have minutes.
Move to approve the minutes.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Any oral communications? One member of the public here. Staff report.
Monthly financials are holding pretty steady. Overall, we're at 25% of the year, and everything is pretty much right on track, other than those, some of those were upfront costs that we paid at the beginning of the year. On page nine, the stamped page nine, miscellaneous supplies and services, it's showing at 91.2%. It's a very small amount, it's only $2,500. That's the rental of a storage space that's paid for by First Five, the early literacy supplies, so that's why that one's high. The others I think we all talked about last time. I think personnel is at 20.76, which is an important number to be looking at, because we're at 25%. There should be some savings there because we have some money budgeted for some reclassifications that haven't happened yet. So we are using some of that money, but it didn't kick in until late September for IT.
I had a question on the personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Which may have been answered before, if so, I forgot. Why FICA is so below budget? The FICA expenditure, is it a timing?
I don't know. That would be... that would be a Jack question, so I'll ask Jack.
Okay.
I don't know if that lags.
Well, it's still lagging quite a bit.
At least it's not.
Don't you transmit it quarterly?
That may
be it might be a quarterly thing.
Oh, is that? That could be. I don't know. That would explain
I've
it.
I've never noticed that before, so but maybe it's always that way. I just never noticed. So, we're almost done.
I'll check with Jack on that. Wi-Fi is so low. Revenues are technically 25%, but since they lag, I kind of use the for the maintenance of effort and sales tax, we're looking more at 16.6, and sales and use tax is at 16.23, so it's
mm-hmm.
a little, I'm on page 12, so it's running a little bit low, which kind of surprises me when we look at the letter from the county, but not very much. I mean, it's pretty good. And maintenance of effort is right on, 16.66. So, and that's when we expect to come out a little bit low by the end of the year, but not much. So, internet use fee is low. Library fines are actually on, pretty much on target, but they were really low last year. Losses a little bit low.
Did we revise what we expected from them from last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took it down. Yeah.
That's not as good news as it could be.
No.
We were back where they were. No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I'm doing my part.
$20
a month.
That's in the discipline, really, because I've had mine, but the discipline
keep it out.
Of the bad market. These people bring their books back.
Well, and yeah, having been able to renew online and make a big difference.
Time just passes too quickly for me.
That's actually a consideration that we're going to need to think about when we go to a new system, because often when you go to a new computer system is when you look at things like what's your circulation period and does it make sense, and to me 2 weeks is too short. but it does help the fines. So if we go to a longer circulation period, are we going to lose out on fines? So
we just have to train everybody in speed reading.
I mean, I can't finish something in 2 weeks. It's a push for me. Given the amount of time I've got to read. I just don't read my journals. Page 14, cash flow. Looking good. Pool cash. So
that was very good.
So, any questions on the sheets?
Yeah, I had a question, and it's on page 10, stamped under the debt service.
Mm-hmm.
And these are in tandem. The first one, loan principal, we're at basically 0%, which means, and the other one was other debt principal, and we're at 100%. And so I was just curious as to what those were and why they're so kind of divergent.
One is the payment to Watsonville.
Is that the first one? Or?
I think that's the second one. And I think the first one is the loan for the headquarters tenant improvements.
Are these paid in a lump sum then? They're not kind of spread out over the fiscal year. So obviously one has come due early.
That's why I think the second one is the Watsonville one, because I'm pretty sure they take that one in August.
Okay.
I will double check it, but I'm 99% sure that's what it is.
So then the first one will at some point will come due, and we have to shell out $40,000, like, all in one payment.
$85,860 That would be half of that. 42. Yeah. The second one is going to be, if you look on page 5, payable to the county non-current on the balance sheet. $85,860.11
Yeah.
We've got two payments. We've got this year and next year. So if you take half of that, that's the 40. That comes out to 42.93.
Is that it? Two more payments in a month?
Yes. I keep hearing, I've heard 11, I've heard year 12, fiscal year 12. It seems to change every time I ask. But according to the balance sheet, it should be next year. But I will double check. So the other piece of news is the library sales tax revenue from letter from Pat Bush, which was semi-good news. Basically, it was a little bit higher than we anticipated. Higher than, I think I looked at, it was like almost $60,000 more than the same period last year. So he did tell me, and I don't think that's in this letter, to expect property taxes probably being $20,000 less over the course of a year than the numbers he gave us. But that's a pretty small, if that's the extent of our problems, we can handle that one, $20,000.
And that's for the county as a whole, not just for us.
No, $20,000
for us.
Yeah, but we should anticipate $20,000 less for the whole year for property taxes. But I think until we get the January calculations. Mm-hmm. But sales tax may be doing a little bit better. I mean, at least it's not dropping.
Also, the library is protected against the property tax slide a little bit because the city's commitment on 1.39 or 3.39. Don't remember. $1.39 million comes no matter what happens to the property tax, as long as the agreement's in place. So it doesn't, otherwise the city would be using its contribution. It's our money, it's not the last money, and then the money would be having a lot.
Right. The city's is actually coming in a little bit higher than the county. So, I mean, they're actually doing a little bit better.
Yeah, but they...
it's still not coming in good.
No, it's still terrible.
Yeah, it's still terrible. It's just not as terrible. That's it.
That was too easy. I have a question. It's not specifically on this month. But when we ended the year with a surplus, and we agreed that we would put that towards reserves as opposed to identifying anything else to do with it. Does that go to, I mean, can you see that on the balance sheet somewhere, or can you see that? And has it been?
I don't
think you can see it on the balance sheet.
No, it's not. I think the board asked that it be put into a reserve fund, but
that's what we did.
But that would have happened at the October. That happened at the October meeting, and these financials are through September.
Okay, so that's maybe why.
So I will double check on.
But doesn't that full cash under assets reflect the carryover fund balance?
Not necessarily.
It was actually put into a reserve.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I think in the past when we actually did have some reserves, that you could see it. You could see a separate line item. I don't know what account it was, but it was there, so you could look at it, and if it was used for something, then you could see that it was used for something.
Well, it should be reflected in your assets.
No, it'd be there in the assets. It also would be it's revenue on tiny. I mean, it's like, it shows up in the...
I will, like I said, it wouldn't show in this one because it would have happened at the other meeting, but I will double check with Jack on where that will show next one. We are waiting to hear from PERS on the
rates.
The rates. They usually have it by now, but they don't this year. Now they're saying early November. So when we have those, it's not going to be good. But Jack will come to that meeting. We'll talk about it. But it's going to change the projection in not a good way.
Okay.
Linda, when will the year ending June 30th of 2010, when will that be audited?
They're auditing it right now.
Right now.
I saw them. I saw the auditor. I didn't meet with them. I saw them sitting in the conference room in finance today.
It varies every year when it gets reported back to us. Usually January, but it's been a little earlier, sometimes later. Depends on how long, what they find, how long it takes to get through it all that.
Last year, you wanted to meet with the auditors, or John Leopold wanted to talk to them about it. I haven't gotten a sense this year that there's.
Yeah, well, whether the report or less than the report suggests a problem, it's probably going to be
right. But yeah, I mean, if they would come here, then the report goes to the board.
So
it going to come
well, to we did that last year, but it's not normal that they do that. So I guess I need to hear what you want. Do you want them to come to you? Do you want them to come to the full board? And I can let you.
I mean, I think we just mean the report.
I want to see the report.
Not the people.
So last year the people came.
I know.
Something's not clear, or we think
just the report. Not the auditors.
I don't think we need the people, but at least if we get the draft, then we can have time to review it. We can see whether or not there's any issues that we need to present it to the full board.
Okay, I will. I'll talk to Jack about that. I'll get the schedule and find out what's happening with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. adjourned until next meeting, which is November 29th. Is that like the Monday of,
after Thanksgiving?
Does that work for everybody?
5 o'clock here.
I'm not sure we get up-to-date reports, though. So, why don't you think about that?
I will ask Jack about that, too.
Because if we don't have up-to-date reports, there's not a lot of reason
to they might be able to get them out the week of Thanksgiving. They may not. They don't always have all the interest applied and all that, but that's not the major part of what we're looking at.
Right.
So if they can just even have...
Yeah.
Because, the city's working. It'll be off Wednesday, but I'll find out from Jeff.
So if they can be pulled earlier Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, you might not, they may not actually get them to me until that Monday. I mean, I may bring them to the meeting because I'd have to get the agenda, out on that Tuesday because Wednesday's a furlough day.
You could probably get it out the week before. I mean, it's not going to change.
So, yeah, we may or may not have the financials in their packet.
Yeah.
I can't imagine this would be anything huge.
I can't believe that we're like thinking about Thanksgiving happening already.
I know.
I feel like 4th of July was just here.
Okay.
All right, we're done.
Good luck, Tuesday, Sam.
Hey, thank you.